It is Neil Atkinson and Rory Smith to, well, talk about what I think you can describe as a league-wide question about misfiring attacks. That is what I'm saying. That is my position. And it is a position I am happy to stick with for now. Rory, how are you feeling? I've warned you there's a quiz coming early in this show. How are you feeling about the quiz?
Yeah, I get quite stressed about quizzes, Neil. I find them intimidating. I don't like the raw, objective nature of facts. I can't talk my way around them. If I don't know the answer, I'll look stupid. I'm nervous.
I understand. I think it's perfectly reasonable to be nervous about a quiz-based scenario. But I think you and the listeners, we're not going to judge each other. We're in a place of safety, a place of love, and a place of care. It's good to know. It's very, very important as well. So where we're going to start, the point of the quiz, well, the point of the show, I think, is to talk about attacks. How are they doing? Are they misfiring? Mm. I'm going to ask you a question, which is that I'm going to ask you to guess, because you're not going to get it right, and it's all right. The top six players for XG so far this season. So the six footballers who've got the highest amount of expected goals so far this season per game, as according to StatsBomb.
In the English Premier League.
In the English Premier League, who are the six? And there is a gap to the seventh, so that's why I've done it as six. The last two are level. So guess which six have got the highest XG so far this season.
The highest XG, regardless of goals that they've actually scored.
Yes.
Haaland.
He is by a mile number one. Yep. He is at 1.14 expected goals a game. This doesn't include penalties, by the way. This is non-penalty expected goals. He's at 1.14 expected goals a game so far this season. The player who's in number two is at 0.45.
That's a big difference.
It's a massive difference between Haaland and everyone else. So guess one of the other five.
Ekitike.
No.
Oh, okay. Gyökeres.
No. He is seventh. So he is not sixth. He is seventh.
But it is my understanding that Gyökeres has scored at least two tap-ins.
There we are. But he is somehow only seventh.
Who else would I put in there? Let me work through. This isn't great audio. I'm conscious of that.
It's okay. The listeners understand. They've been listening for long enough.
I'd say someone like João Pedro, maybe?
Nope. João Pedro and Ekitike are knocking around this list is about 10th. But okay, they are a fair amount away. João Pedro is on 0.26 expected goals a game. Ekitike is 0.29 expected goals a game. Our player who's in sixth is 0.38. So there is a bit of a gap.
Do I get a clue?
I can give you a clue for... I would say that these teams, only one of them, two of them, sorry, you would describe as actively playing well. So one is plays for Arsenal.
Martinelli?
No.
Saka?
No.